Similar to all other injury mechanisms, the initial trauma management involves a thorough primary and secondary assessment. Noting that the most common injuries occurring from falls involve the head, trunk, and extremities. Care to maintain C-spine stabilization is important if there is concern that a neck injury is involved, or if the child has an altered mental status. With all head injuries, taking into consideration the mechanism and timing of the injury, as well as patient status, is critical to rule out clinically important traumatic brain injuries. Assessing for possible internal hemorrhage is important with a good chest abdominal exam and frequent blood pressure checks. Prompt reduction or traction of long bone fractures is necessary if distal pulses are compromised. Lastly, pain control is important in children that are severely injured.